Antarctica detour, drone battalion cuts, and a major detained twice for talking to CNN. A U.S. Air Force aircraft on a routine flight over Antarctica turned back this week after receiving a Russian missile launch warning. Details remain sparse. The military has not specified what type of warning was received, from which system, or what the Russian launch involved. But the episode illustrates how pervasive background military tension has become, reaching even one of the most remote airspaces on Earth. The most plausible explanation is a Russian missile test from Arctic territory, where Moscow has been expanding its polar military presence for years, with a trajectory or debris field that created a no-fly risk for the American flight. Separately, the Army announced it is phasing out a drone battalion as part of a restructuring backed by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The official framing presents the move as doctrinal modernization, integrating drone capabilities across all combat formations rather than concentrating them in a standalone unit. Critics within the Army's aviation community are asking whether that logic holds against the lessons of Ukraine, where highly specialized drone units have proven decisive precisely because of their concentrated expertise. Hegseth's restructuring runs counter to that battlefield evidence. The case of an Air Force major whose name has not been released in published reports has drawn the sharpest concern about civil-military relations. The officer was detained for a second time after giving a CNN interview critical of President Trump. The Uniform Code of Military Justice does restrict certain public criticisms of the commander-in-chief by active-duty personnel. But enforcement through detention, rather than counseling or administrative action, is rare, and doing so twice in response to media appearances establishes a pattern rather than an isolated incident. The concern among defense observers is that repeated detentions timed to press appearances will produce a military culture less willing to surface problems through legitimate channels, a worse institutional outcome than any discomfort caused by the interviews themselves. A separate report that a White House aide identified as Harp worked inside the White House for more than a year without a security clearance adds another dimension to the weak civil governance concerns. Security clearances exist to protect sensitive information, and a year-plus exposure window is not a technicality.